This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Howard. Good to talk to you. I'm afraid my voice is a little hoarse today, so I'll do my best.
Wow, as long as you're feeling all right.
Yes, thank you. I am.
Okay, great. Jewish schools launches a campaign to ensure that no family is left behind if they can't afford the fees because of COVID-19. How severe has the economic fallout of COVID-19 been?
So the aspect of the, well, across the board, it's affected Melbourne worse than in any other part of the country because there was a terrible spike, a second wave. And so there was a lockdown which occurred in Melbourne for far longer than in any of the other states. And so therefore the economic fallout in Melbourne has been more severe than elsewhere. And in terms of, in terms of the Jewish community, the sector which has experienced it the worst and the most across the board in Sydney and in Melbourne have been the Jewish schools. And there's been significant number of reports where the parents, Jewish day school, Jewish school parents have been unable to afford fees. And so therefore that's impacted the school's viability. And so, and this is being felt across the board. And so now a Moriah College, which is our oldest and largest Jewish school in Australia, has started a special fund specifically to assist parents whose ability to pay school fees has been impacted by COVID-19. And so it's, there's something called the Moriah Foundation, which is a fundraising arm of the school. And it has taken on this project and hopefully it'll manage to put a some sort of a safety net, I guess is the word, to assist those who are struggling. Obviously, the problem is not only applicable to Moriah, but all the Jewish schools. But Moriah has taken this proactive step to try and, keep on board those who otherwise would drop out of the system.
So very interesting. Dina Diamond has just sent me a link to a video, YouTube video, Moriah's response to 2020, No Family Left Behind. I'll definitely have a look at that. And I think these initiatives are obviously absolutely incredible when people that are not managing are taken care of. Government announces a $2.5 million for Holocaust Museum. That's in Adelaide. Is there a Holocaust survivor community in Adelaide?
Well, very little to speak of now. Adelaide is in South Australia. Mm. The community there has dwindled to less than 1,000 people. But obviously, it's a Holocaust Museum is important for all of society, obviously. And the announcement here comes just weeks after the federal government announced $3.5 million for Holocaust Museum in Brisbane, which is the northern state. So $3.5 million for Holocaust Museum in Brisbane a few weeks ago, and now $2.5 million for a museum in Adelaide. So that is, wonderful news and, is obviously just recognition of the importance of what a Holocaust Museum is and stands for and represents. Right around the country, obviously Sydney and Melbourne are well served with Holocaust museums, but for Brisbane, Adelaide, where there are small communities, this is very far-sighted on behalf of the government, and is just great news, and it's just been announced literally days ago.
Absolutely amazing. And finally, Afterpay, the new big thing on the Australian Stock Exchange, has two Jewish entrepreneurs behind it.
So I don't know if Afterpay has reached South African shores yet.
It's not something I'm familiar with.
So it's a scheme called Buy Now, Pay Later, and set up by two Jewish entrepreneurs, and they have set this up, and both day school graduates, and it's now the new big thing on the Australian Stock Exchange.
Amazing.
It is amazing, and its shares, which started at a couple of dollars, last week went past $100 mark.
Wow.
So the two founders, the name is Anthony Eisen and Nick Molnar, are both estimated to be worth, each of them, $1.8 billion, wow, with a B, billion dollars each.
Oh my word.
Two young men. It's an incredible story. And the rationale, as I understand it, you buy now and pay later. And it's obviously taken off. Well, clearly it's taken off. And the reports are describing it the darling of the stock exchange. And there it is. The shares are, the ascent of the shares, according to one finance report in today's paper, says it's had a 10,000% gain in the value of its shares since March when it launched. So it's a remarkable story.
It's really.
Anthony Eisen.
Yeah.
And Nick Mulder, if you look up Afterpay.
Yeah, I've already done that. Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I hadn't heard of it, but I see that it seems to be quite the company. So that's really phenomenal. Colin says, I hope Vic's pony gets better. In other words, he is a little horse. So Vic, we're wishing you a speedy recovery. And thanks for talking to us, even if you weren't feeling at the top, at the top of your health. Really, really appreciate it. Time is 6:22. That's Vic Alladeff, CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies.